Well, the AWU scandal has deepened for the Turnbull government, with Employment Minister Michaela Cash admitting that it was her office that tipped off the media about Tuesday's police raids. Our political editor Alison Carabine joins us in our Parliament House studios. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So the minister spent all day yesterday denying her office had anything to do with camera crews arriving at the union headquarters ahead of the police, but then came the admission that one of her staffers was behind the tip-off. How did this all unfold?
It all played out in a Senate committee hearing that the minister was before for much of the day, Fran, and over the course of several hours, Michaela Cash denied on no fewer than five occasions that either she or her office was behind that leak to the media about the police raids. The first she knew about them was when she was watching them on television. But then late in the day, we had BuzzFeed reporting that her office had indeed been calling media outlets with the inside word that the AFP were about to search the union. And after the committee returned from its dinner break last night, the minister corrected the record.
Without my knowledge, one staff member in my office, in the course of discussions with journalists, indicated that he had received information that a raid may take place. He resigned his employment. I would say that he has paid the price.
And that staffer who has paid the price, Fran, it's David DeGaris, a senior member or a former senior member of the Cash office. After he resigned last night, the Labor members of the committee really turned the heat up on the minister herself. Why it took so long to set the record straight, here's the Labor Senator Murray Watt.
Over the course of today, since you have begun making these denials, there's been a morning tea break, a lunch break, an afternoon tea break. You're sitting there with an iPad, a laptop and a mobile phone, and not at any point did your staff bring this to your attention until the dinner break?
That is correct.
So it's all the staff members' fault, Fran. The minister continues to deny that she knew her office was behind the tip-off until she was belatedly told last night. It seems like the minister is hoping she can mount a defence of plausible deniability.
Well, talk about being left high and dry if it is as she claims, and we should pay due credit to Alice Workman, who the listeners know, of course, is our Friday commentator from BuzzFeed, who broke that story. The staffer has gone, Ali, as you've said. Labor wants the minister gone as well. How much trouble do you think the Minister, Michaela Cash, could be in?
Well, I think she is in quite significant trouble. Under our Westminster system of government, the buck always stops with a minister, not their staff, regardless of their level of knowledge. And we've got Labor really pumping up the pressure, accusing the minister of misleading the Senate on no fewer than five occasions with her denials. Here's Tony Burke from the House last night.
There might be a member of Senator Cash's staff who's just resigned, but the wrong person has resigned. There needs to be a resignation here because it defies credulity that Senator Cash gave false information five times to the Senate and her staff said nothing. No, no, no.
So that's Tony Burke after the minister's admission. Now, Michaela Cash is nothing if not resilient and persistent, Fran. Not only does she see no reason to resign, but she sees no reason to stop attacking Bill Shorten over that $100,000 donation to GetUp.
At least my staff member has offered his resignation. He has admitted he was wrong. Unlike, though, Bill Shorten, who still has very serious questions to be answered in relation to
point of order.
Where is he going to try and deflect this?
Point of order.
Were properly authorised.
That's the Minister, Michaela Cash, and on that front, Alison, the Registered Organisations Commission, which is the body who authorised these raids, was before Senate Estimates 2 last night. It says that the Australian Workers' Union, the AWU, had refused earlier requests from the Commission to hand over the relevant documents, hence the police raids. Does that give the Minister any cover?
I don't think it gives her much cover. The involvement of her office, and we have now got that confirmed, tends to back up Labor's accusations that the government is on something of a witch hunt when it comes to Bill Shorten and his union past. We did have the Registered Organisations Commissioner, Mark Beliki, before the committee. He said that the police were ordered in because the AWU had been asked to hand over the documents back in August but had refused, which contradicts the union's version of events. The police were then been called in after the ROC received a call. We don't know from whom that the paperwork was being either concealed or destroyed. The commissioner is also denied that he was directed by the Prime Minister or the Employment Minister to send in the wallopers. I think the commission would be very well aware that its own credibility is on the line here, not just the government's, Fran.
Yeah, as you say, the union, there's two different versions of events, and now I'm also reading that some of those documents that the commission was after were actually in the documents tendered before the Royal Commission into Union Corruption. So they've been public in a sense.
Yeah, well, these are documents going back 10 or 11 years. They were submitted to the Royal Commission into alleged union corruption. The Royal Commission may have been swamped with documents and didn't have a proper look at them.
Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our political editor, Alison Carabine. And after 7:30, we'll be joined by Independent Senator Nick Xenophon, who's calling for more information about what went on with that raid.